Hello, everyone.
So I know we all like to give Asher a hard time, but he's really not feeling too well. So if you guys can't hear him too well, he is actually talking. He's just a little soft today with the voice.
Yeah, no, I'm sick as a dog. Yeah, some of you heard me on Fleets this week, and you know it's been progressing. So yeah, we're gonna have Ranger do the fireside today. I can't talk for more than 30 seconds without coughing a fit. Do remember that he's a teacher. Actually, he's a professor. You know, so any questions you have for him, you know, you make sure you ask him those too.
My comms lagged out right there, and all I heard was make sure you ask him questions. I do believe I just got thrown under a bus.
Yeah, just they're gonna ask you questions about anything and everything. And just some a reminder: we will be doing a fireside next week, but the 2 weeks after that, the 23rd and the 30th, we don't have anything planned. The 23rd for sure, there'll be no fireside. The 30th, we might do like an open comms type fireside. We'll see. We're gonna maybe do something fun for that one. But be aware. So next week we will have one, and then the 2 weeks after that we'll have holiday firesides or none at all. Go ahead, Ranger.
So a couple of questions here. First one, I'll say, like, Sniper, Apple, when you guys are around, are there going to be any more F7C move ops? I don't believe we talked about it, but that's definitely a question for you guys.
I had to find myself to unmute. We'll probably do one out of the first of the year.
Why is the sky blue? Refractive index of air molecules alters the light. Gamble, if you have this rash, dude, I told you, always make sure you check before you... No, we shouldn't keep going down that conversation, should we? I'm going to ignore you now just because. I'm a biochemist and molecular biologist. I also am a professor of business intelligence and analytics. So yes, probably after the first of the year for a move up there, man. Organizity, can you make meth? Yeah, it's not that hard. Any chemist can do it. Give it the that's a common joke among Illuminati is that when I join the comms, the average IQ goes up. When Asher joins, it goes down.
Wait, what the fuck? No one's told me this joke before.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard that joke either.
I think Ranger just made that up to roast me.
Me? Would I do that to you, Asher?
Never.
All right, Beyond, that's cold, man. That's cold-blooded.
I was too hard to find the unmute button.
We do have a couple of actual agenda items for today, then we'll get back to some Eve banter, shall we say. Got an official request from Sopleb. G-Sol needs liquid ozone. As you all know, jump bridges are neat and fun, and they allow us to move around our space. They also use a fuck ton of liquid ozone. He is going to be putting up a thread later today, and if you've got some ozone sitting around, his usual drop-off places is in 1DQ itself, but he tends to accept contracts elsewhere and then makes the G-Sol guys move them. So please don't contract it in Jita. Jesus. I know like five of you just about did it. That's a big one from Soblim. And let me switch over to the other menu to get the other menu. Toaster, you're up. You want to talk about the beehives?
Yeah, so a bunch of new corps have joined the Imperium, and that's great. I highly suggest that if you want to do any sort of capital PvE, you make sure that you join Beehive. I will link now. As a part of that, we are also trying to find more guard bees for the EU time zone. So if that's something that interests you, at the bottom of the post, there is a link for that. And we will also be trying to run Beehive introductory classes every Sunday, so there will probably be one tomorrow, most likely. But please join Beehive in your capital. A few have died lately that were not, and they would have been very easy to say.
Got one from Zintage. Get into and train the new DACA fleet. Says that our battleship numbers are a little low. Logi numbers are great. Somebody who used to fly Logi all the time, it's rare that you get into a fleet and have the FC say, I have too much Logi. I've only heard it once in all the fleets I've ever been on, but more battleships would be great. Vintage Sniper, do you guys want to talk any more about DACA fleet there? Is that
It's not battleships, it's Sleipnir's command ships.
That was two separate points. Basically, guys, get training into the DACA fleet. We want to keep using it. We've already used it a couple times, but our numbers aren't where we'd like them. We're getting like 80 Sleipnirs. I know it takes a while to train, but we'd like to be getting up to like the 150 Sleipnir range. Past that, the separate point was our battleship fleets. We've been really, really light on battleships compared to Logi. Like, I've been doing Lashak fleets. We've been getting like 90 Lashaks. and then 60 Logi. We'd like to see that number where we're always at like 150 battleships. That's basically it.
All right, cool.
So I have one thing I want to talk about. This is an overall like state of the galaxy type thing. So we've been having a lot of our fleets go through wormholes. It turns out that if you're Pappy and you own, you know, 3/4 of the galaxy, it's a lot of space to defend. I've been watching the pings from Gobbins, and he's been pinging out, it feels like pretty much every day at least, some like pissant 2 billion ISK PR that he's like cherry picked in one system, saying, "Look, guys, you're so amazing. This is the best fucking thing ever." Like, this is what you do when you're worried and you're trying to motivate people. So we have lots of people going through holes, Toasters linking them. Keep joining those fleets. If you guys are wondering if they are having an effect, I can promise you they're having an effect. I know what executor panic or worry looks like, and that's exactly what we're seeing. When you're pinging out a BR that is literally like 2 billion is killed, where your rapid light cruisers killed some frigates, you're worried, and there's a lot of worry right now. So definitely keep joining those fleets. They're being very successful.
Would you like me to break out some of the BRs real quick, Asher?
I'd love that, yeah.
So guys, we've been keeping track of the BRs for like the past 2 weeks, and I'm just going to start linking some of them in Elysium for you.
Do you have like a document of this vintage?
Okay, we have a thread in the Guard Bees. Not the Guard Bees, in the Tactical Commander channel. There we go.
Well, hello, Altarari.
Altarari's all the...
Nicely done. Yeah, we killed the site. Ah, we goon rushed it. That's a classic. Well, so you guys can click those links on your own time, but this is one of the nice things about, you know, having access to the intel channels is you get to see that, and that's what I wanted to tell you guys, is that you don't get to see the sort of concern and worry, I know what that is, and when you're trying to find cherry-picked BRs to ping to people, you're worried, and so... special shout out to a couple FCs that have been doing that. I know Arcadios has been going a lot. Tetrakill has been doing the hunting. There's a couple others. I'm fever addled brain is not remembering. Zintus, who's some other shout outs?
Mist has been doing a lot.
Yeah.
Altarari's also been doing a lot. Weasel, etc.
Oh, yeah. Rue Squad. They've had some awesome Tengu fights with the Rue Squad, actually. Heinrich, Firestar. Nice. Cool. It's definitely been a group effort, and we've been spamming fleets and having good results. It's especially more impressive because we're essentially limited to destroyers and down. So we're doing this with, and they get to always pick the counter doctrine, and we're still doing well with that. My favorite ping this last week was in all caps, "Guys, where are my fucking numbers?" That was my favorite ping this week.
Next one that we've got is SIGs and Squads. We're always looking for all that, more people for SIGs and Squads. Sticks, are you around to talk about that? Since I didn't prime you, that we might put you under the bush.
I don't think he is.
There's a recruitment forum. Hit it up.
Yeah.
One more thing I want to talk about regarding Enemy is that they have their own sort of Beehive equivalent. And essentially in the last, I would say, 10 days, they have been stopped all Dreadnought abratting. They're just... isn't any. They don't do it anymore. Dreadnoughts and carriers just don't do it anymore out there, so that has also been quite successful.
Last I heard, Pancrab's actually been down for about 16 hours currently.
Yeah. And when it is up, which has been relatively rare this week, it has only been like supers ratting, nothing else. Which is amazing given the advantages that they have in that space. Given that there's no NPC space, and we have NPC space here. We lost the world's worst fit hell that was not in Beehive, because of course it wasn't, earlier this week. But the fact that that's like that, the lowest of hanging fruit is all they can get when they have NPC space, and they're shutting theirs down when we, you know, we don't, is crazy. It speaks well to you guys. Yeah, I know the training pod. I was shaking my head the whole thing.
So the next one that I've got, I have a request for a shout out for the DC meet that's coming up. There's the link that I was given for that. So if you all are interested in that, it's going to be the second week of January out in D.C. So mostly it's Mrs. Brist doing that. Of course, Brist puts his name on it, but we all know it's Mrs. Brist doing all the work. So if you all want to check out that link for all those pieces. Last one I've got is about the winter events, the Winter Nexus. We had Kremlin just a little while ago, and it was really fun. One person was saying that one of their members were making a ton of money, and another one was saying that they weren't making all that much money. And for those of you who are not on, like Jabber listening to this recording later, Heidi has done fucked up. Yeah, so he just got a rip. We'll
deal with some competence.
Yeah, we'll deal with some horrible thing with Heidi later, but it's a rip to Heidi.
A quick reminder on the event sites, normal anomaly rules apply. So if you're, they can be done in Imperium space. You shouldn't be doing them in Fountain. If you want to do them in hostile space, more power to you, Losec as well. But yeah, just be respectful of the typical ratting guidelines.
So any other director? I am out, I believe, of the agenda. If I missed anything, please let me know.
I think we're good to go.
Okay, so open comms in. If anybody's got any questions, we'll do questions for a little bit, and we'll call it a Saturday. Maybe no clap for you. Pipping there for scouts. Scouts are always good. We need scouts to scout things. If you're interested in following fleets around, looking at enemy stagers, doing all those kind of pieces, take a look at that thread there.
Somebody made a cringy comment, which I won't repeat, but if you're interested, the Vanguard playtest is still going to the rest of today, I think, or maybe through the 11th?
Obviously, XVIZ, damn. So if you've got something where you're buying a character off of a character bazaar or that transfer or anything, put an IT ticket in, man. That can be sorted. Claudius, there's no help for you, man. You're special. We all love you for it.
All right. Thanks, everybody. And we'll see you next week.
Yes.
Have a good weekend, everybody. We'll see everybody next week.
See you.